Monday, September 21st, I'd like to call to order the Osage Nation Health and Social Services Committee meeting. The first item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Big Horse, would you render us an afternoon prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this afternoon, dear God, Heavenly Father. Thankful, dear God, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful weather. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just come to you in a humble manner. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you look down upon our families that are in mourning, dear God, Heavenly Father, and ask that you be with those that are ill, dear God, Heavenly Father, and ask that you bless our elders and our little ones like that, dear God, Heavenly Father. Bless our veterans and those that are in harm's way, and dear God, Heavenly Father, bless our Congress and our judicial, our judges, and bless our chiefs, dear God, Heavenly Father. Ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse, for your lovely prayer. The next item on our agenda is roll call, Madam Clerk.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
She's waving hello. She's here.
She's here. Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Lennon.
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you, Madam Clerk. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. If you could please take a moment to look at the minutes from 9:18. The chair will entertain a motion for approval of the minutes as presented.
I move, Chair.
Second.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodbox. The motion has been made to approve the minutes as presented. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. The minutes have been approved. Thank you, committee. Next item on our agenda is ONCA 2076, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $48,065,630 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Last Friday, we wrapped up the meeting with a lengthy discussion. And if without committee's objection, I would like to move Section 60 above Section 32. Okay, hearing no objection. Section 60 was Jaji Health Center. Slow down. And I just wanted to avert the attention of the committee to the email chain, just to make sure that everybody received the email chain, the conversation between Congresswoman Rebard and myself concerning the Wajaji Health Clinic budget. Have you guys been able to had time to review that email? That it just came this morning.
Yes, I went through it.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I've got it.
Thank you, Mr. Tillman. Great, Congressman Tillman.
What time did it arrive?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was that?
What time did it arrive? I didn't see it.
At 9:25 a.m. Was that what? Hang on. It was actually about, 1 second, Ms. Paula.
It started at 9:25 and went to 11:01.
Thank you.
I do not have it.
At 10:54, Ms. Paula, it looks like it came to you, but I can forward it again.
Hold on. I got it now. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. the floor is open for the committee concerning the Wajaji Health Center Section 60 budget that's in front of us. The chair would entertain any movement.
Chair, this is Alice.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll make a motion to report that the Health and Social Services Committee has reviewed Section 60.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Section 60 will be noted as reviewed. Thank you, committee. That leaves us with one section left to review that has been assigned to us by Speaker Pratt, and that is the Health Benefit Fund. I also forwarded another email to you guys a while back. Well, actually, Jason's on sent it to everybody about the rollover balances. If anybody had any questions, but in the email chain that Second Speaker Rivard and I did have, she mentioned some things in there. And so that's why I went ahead and forwarded that email to you guys also in that email chain that I was just speaking of. So the floor is open for any questions, any comments, or we want to go forth with the Health Benefit Fund section.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, please go ahead.
Okay, I spoke with Jody about this letter and went back over it again after she made her statement that that the treasurer stated that the 8.7 would cover upcoming year and previous year. And that's not what that was not what I got out of the conversation with Jason. So I went back over this letter and maybe I'm just not reading it right. But it says, per the data received concerning the amount rolled over for previous years of unspent benefits, the nation is underfunded if all participants spend all of the sum amounts left on every participant's health benefit card. And then at the bottom of the next paragraph, after talking about the 8.7, it says, we'll fund the current year with an additional amount to address the previous year rollovers. So I think what the Chair of Appropriations was saying is that the Treasurer stated that 8.7 will cover everything. So I just need a better understanding or some clarification as to which statement is accurate.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler, because my email, as you can say, also, I said now I think I've confused myself. And so would the committee prefer now to, is Jason on the line? I see that he's here. And then have Mr. Vinny DeBall, I believe is how you say it, from RT Consulting, we can have him call in also. So it's really at the committee's pleasure at what they want to move forward at this time with an explanation from Jason and or Vinny or both. Mr. Zahn?
Yes, ma'am. It's Vinny DeBull.
Sorry, I was saying it wrong. So Paula was Congresswoman Stabler was referencing the treasurer's letter setting the benefit amount.
Okay, let me open it up.
And Congresswoman Rivard, I do see, you know, the confusion on my part. I can only speak on my part on how I thought I understood, but now I don't believe I do.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Would you by chance be able to forward me that? Because I'm not sure if he just sent it to Congress.
I'd be glad to.
I'm not seeing it. I'd appreciate it. I'll take a look at it real quick.
Okay. It's send anyway. Okay. There it comes. It'll be right there just in a few moments. Is Congresswoman Rivard on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the line.
Okay. So we're here talking about the letter, second speaker. And of course, you heard us email it. We're going to email it to Jason. But I want to thank you for pointing that out. And after reading it further, it appeared to me the same, that the treasurer made the statement in there. I had it up just a second ago, that the 8.7 would fund the whole thing, exactly what Congresswoman Stabler said a few moments ago.
Chair, this is Jody.
Yes, ma'am, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that everybody had, you know, seen the letter from the treasurer before we, you know, before your committee passed this out. If you had any questions with regards to what needs to be appropriated and the rollover balance. And because I do think they're two different issues, and I just wanted to make sure that we were all had a good and clear communication on that. Thank you.
Thank you, second speaker. Yes, I appreciate that conversation now that's in front of us. It's been the last 2 years I've been on personally that it's this conversation has been hashed out. Are you still making your way through the letter, Mr. Zahn?
Yes, ma'am. I'm reading it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great.
Would you like me to get Mr. DeBole on the call? And maybe someone maybe has some questions for him while we.
That would be fine. But if the committee would like that, that would be great.
Just give me the green light and I'll text him.
Yep. Go right ahead.
Okay. Just sent it.
The deposit slot.
Microphone's on speaker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anybody in the committee have any other comments right now while we're waiting? Any questions? Hello, is it someone entered the call?
Uh-uh.
Mr. Littleton, are you on the line?
No, it's RJ.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. Hi, RJ, welcome. Or Congressman Walker, I apologize.
Chair, Jim is on the line.
I see that. Mr. Littleton?
Okay, I've finished the letter. I'm looking back at Mr. DeBull's email with the rollovers, and he mentioned that the total liability is 8.8, and that was as of July. So we had already had 7 full months of spending out of the original 8.5 from last year for the health card, I believe. So the 8.8 liability at that point was as of 1 August. And this letter says 18, 19, and 2020. Yeah, I don't think I can agree with that. That amount. I know one thing we have to remember when we're appropriating this current legislation is going to be for 21. So we would need to take into account our 21 number. And then whatever's left over from 20, and then the remaining of 2019. And then, of course, we still have 2 more months in this year.
Jason, it's Vinny. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, Vinny's on there. He just texted me.
Hello, Vinny, and welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
So ultimately, the budget that's in front of us, committee, is just for the 21 year. That's not for any of the unfunded liability that we're in, that's in the rollover balances that is in the email that Mr. Vinny DeBull sent to us. So anybody who wants to jump in, anybody have any questions for Mr. DeBull? Am I saying that correctly?
You were saying that perfectly.
Well, thank you. The floor remains open. We do have this budget in front of us, and
is that your pleasure,
committee? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, just back to my original question previously and now. So what is the projected amount to finish out 20 and 19? Excuse me, yeah, 20 and 19. And do we have, will we have funds available under the current appropriations for those years? To make up the next round.
Can I just kind of try to clarify? It's Vinny speaking. So you're asking are you asking the worst case for 20 in 2019? Or are you asking what would be projected?
Well, I guess either or. I would think they should be close to the same. So either or both.
I wish I could say they'd be close to the same. The challenge is we have no idea what members will spend over the next 30, 60, 90 days, both on the 2020 calendar year as well as the 19 and 18 rollovers. So it's really, really tough. If you were to come up with a rough estimate based on current spending, and when I say rough, it would be a very rough estimate because we do not know what a member is going to do the last 3 months of the year. A lot of HRA spending historically takes place the last 90 days of the year, especially if a reminder was sent out saying, hey, make sure you spend your funds. So with that said, based on your historical, and this is based on the rollover, based on what we have seen over the last, 2 years, almost the safest way to model it out, and it's not a guarantee, but one of the safest ways to model it out is look at your 2018 and 19 balances and project, that's pretty close to what the 2020 would end up as well. My concern is this. I have absolutely no idea of what would happen should you have a communication that says you may be losing the rollover, or you may, you know, remember to use your funds.
May I add to that, Chair?
Yes, sir.
This is Jim. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on my computer and it doesn't have a microphone, so I had to come back to a telephone to log in. The other variable in that is we don't know how many people are going to sign up. We know how many have, but we don't know how many are going to sign up between now and the end of December. So consequently, we've got a big number. We could possibly have a number out there of people that haven't even signed up yet.
Thank you, Mr. Littleton. So Ms. Stabler had asked a question earlier. Congresswoman Stabler did, concerning the letter that you did send over setting the amounts for the benefit on this particular fund. And Ms. Stabler, would you want to restate your question?
Jim, when we were reviewing your letter, I got a little confused about a couple of items in the letter. You have a paragraph that says, per the data received concerning the amount of rollover for previous years of unspent funds, the nation is underfunded. If all participants spent all of the amounts left on every participant's healthcare card. And then at the bottom of the next paragraph says, referring to the 88.7, says we'll fund the current year with an additional amount to address the previous year rollovers. That's what we're trying to get at. We don't disagree with the projection you've done for 21, but according to what we've got, there's basically nothing left in 18 and 19. And so are there enough funds left in 20 to cover all of what you think would be the credit liability?
No.
Or is there a need for credit liability?
No, there is not. I think what I was trying to say is that it would take an additional appropriation to cover those. The amount that we're asking for really just takes care of the current year as of the number of people that had already enrolled as of that date. So again, we have an unknown number that may enroll between now and the end of December, and then it would take an additional appropriation to fund what the possibility of the two variables of how much we're going to need for a rollover.
Okay, so if I continue, Chair.
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
Thank you. That's always a mystery or a projection, but you know the situation that we're in right now. So if we don't make allowances for any possible liability we're going to have for the past 2 years right now, the answer is going to be there's nothing that we can do about it. So that's why I keep pushing on it, because according to the rollover, it's showing that there's 8.8 million left in 2020. So I'm sorry, I don't have Vinny's letter up or his report up right now. I should have pulled it up to know what what he thinks the current balances are in those years. Maybe if we just knew what the current balances are, we could at least have some kind of a judgment call.
Madam Chair, I have the report up.
Okay.
If you'd like. And are we talking about the same report? You're talking about the rollover report that was sent out last week? Okay. Yeah. As of August 1st, and Benny, correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm reading this incorrectly. 2018, there was a $1.1 million liability. 2019, we were on the hook for $2.4 million. So for 18 and 19, so those are considered right now the two, you know, quote unquote, rollover years. That's $3.6 million. And on the cart, you know, are available to members with the, with our current enrollment as of July 31st. For the 2020 year, we were still on the hook. I'm sorry, we have a liability of $5.2 million. So for 18, 19, and 20, as of July the 30th, we have a liability of $8,800,000 total.
Okay. And then, Chair, if you could ask it, keep going.
Ma'am.
Okay. So there's your 8.8 that shows on the revolving. So since July 31st, I guess this question might be to Vinny. Do we know what's been paid out since July 31st?
I am, hold on. Let me see if I could. So as of the end of August, the ending balance is $4.8 million.
Okay.
Exact $4,867,802. So the spend between July and August, a little over roughly 300,000, a little less than 300,000.
Okay.
And the new enrollee funds were 200,000.
And we don't know quite what our liability is. It could be just 4.9 or...
So if you said, if you're asking me what your maximum liability is right now, looking at the numbers through the end of August, it is safe to say that you're if everybody went and maximized their cards, it's $4.8 million for 2020.
Okay. And that's what you have in a balance right now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's so. Remember, I don't manage the actual balance. We know what the, you know, how much is still out there with regards to balances on cards. I don't know if there's $4.8 million in a bank account.
Hey, Mr. Littleton, maybe Chair Mr. Littleton might be able to answer that one.
Yes, Mr. Littleton. Treasurer Littleton. I think we might be having some technical difficulties.
I guess you have to push the unmute button. I'm sorry. We do not have $8 million sitting in the revolving fund for the health card from four previous years.
Do you have the $4.8 million in the revolving? We have that report, actually, from August 31st. We've received it.
Okay.
I challenge that report, though, Chair. I'm not sure.
Okay, what are your questions, further questions on that, Ms. Stabler, Congresswoman Stabler?
Well, I just think that there's an unknown there.
I can't hear you very well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think that there's an unknown there. I've been trying to play with these numbers and... Overall, since 2012, it's showing we've appropriated $63 million in some, and another $54,000, and we've only expended $51 million. So if that's the case, then really there's like $11 million in there. So that's why I said it, just nothing's adding up with what we're getting.
And Madam Chair,
maybe we can get to it.
Okay. Mr. Zahn, go right ahead.
I want to also let the committee know that when we're talking about this health benefit fund, remember we're also talking about the Plan F Part D money, and that's in there as well. So this, that, what we're, those numbers we're talking about, when I think with the report where it said 8 million or whatever, that's not just health card. That's also Plan F Part D money.
And Madam Chair, that also includes our fees to administer the cards.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So I would say that there probably is about 4.9 in the account. Just based on looking at the revolving fund report, that there's the numbers off the revolving fund report balance at 4.9, not at the 8.8.
So the question in front of us is, you know, we have enough from what the discussion I hear is we have enough to fund everybody for this year, which would be 2020, which we have this discussion, like I said, every year, but we have unfunded liability from rollovers because it's not ever been fully funded. And the request that's come over from the executive branch is just for the current coming fiscal year, which is 2021. So, Mr. Zahn, what is the total dollar amount that we would need to completely fund the rollovers and 2021's stated amounts that the treasurer has sent over for us for benefit?
Yes, ma'am, give me just a second, please, and I'll get you a number.
Certainly, thank you.
Chairwoman Walker.
Yes, Mr. Walker, you have the floor, Congressman Walker.
This has already been stated, I apologize, but I have a question that somebody can answer. Let's say there was no rollover, or let's just say whatever the total amount of participants are times 500, Part F, Part D, whatever. What is the total amount, including the third party and administrative cost? Do we know that?
Madam, I can answer that real quick. I have a comment in my spreadsheet that I already have that information.
Okay. If you don't, you want to answer Congressman Walker's question first, that's absolutely, yeah, totally. Go ahead.
Yes, please. Congressman Walker, I think we were talking strictly on 21, no rollover, just what would 21 cost?
Correct.
Okay. So I got, when we made this projection, it was, you know, in August, and our numbers were close to 14,000 at that time. I think we may have climbed higher than that, but we did 13,000 people at 500 and then 1,100 elders for a total of 14,100 people getting a card next year. And how much that would cost, because we pay per person per month the processing fee, the admin fee. So that total amount is $8,090,680. And that would get 13,064 and under their entire $500, and they spend it, and 1,100 of our elders to have $1,000 and spend it and pay for that processing fee for 14,100 people.
So basically 8.1 million.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So, Madam Chair. Madam Chair?
Yes, is that, one moment, Mr. DeBall. Congressman Walker, did you have follow-up?
Well, yes, I do, but maybe Mr., is it Benny?
Please call me.
Does he have something to?
Sure, go ahead.
Light on something?
So I just wanted to. The numbers, I have the exact numbers through the end of August. I don't know if I could share my screen. If I could try to share my screen, would you like me to pull this up?
Certainly.
Jason was probably within 1%. Can everybody see my screen?
Given the power to be a presenter to him, so everybody should be able to see the screen.
Yes, I can see the screen. Committee, if you can't see the screen, let me know.
I can see it, I just can't see it.
You can go up and down on the plus sign on the right.
This was your membership at the end of August. Members between 0 and 18 years of age, you had 4,529. Members between 19 and 64, you had 8,668. And your elders were 1,129. So total membership at the end of August was 14,326. If you were to fully fund under age 65, it would be $6.6 million. And if you fully fund at $1,000 for the elders, it's $1.1 million. So it's 7.7 just for the funds within the account.
And that's
the end of August.
Okay, can I continue?
Yes, please go ahead.
And if somebody just ballpark, approximately what percentage of members over 65 take something other than the $500 benefit?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Try to answer that. Congressman Walker, I don't know the percentage, but I do know that we have roughly around 950 or so that participate in the Plan F Part D. And then, as you see, I think there's around 1,100 that participate in the card. I don't know if that helps at all, but I'm, as a whole, I don't know what percent of the 65 and older population that is.
Okay, so then how much was spent total in the previous calendar year?
Chair?
Yes. Mr. Frazier, go right ahead.
For calendar year 2019, $6,809,080 was spent on the health benefit card.
Then why are we worried about a rollover? I mean, for real. Can somebody explain why they think the rollover is costing us more money? And I don't want to hear about the liability. We've been talking about the liability for 15 years. I know we've remedied that with PTO versus annual and sick leave, but when we say if everybody were to spend everything they had, that's not going to happen. It never has, and it never will.
Chair, it's Paula.
Yes, Congresswoman Saylor.
Okay, I agree that there is, if everybody spends, it can be $7 million. But, and if you look at the rollover, it shows there's 8.8 in there. But when I calculate the rollover based on that report, I don't come up with that much money. So I'm willing to move on if they feel that they're comfortable and we can go on. I'm great with that. I just meant that if we needed to come up with $1 million or $2 million or $3 million to cover, that's what the first meeting said, that we needed $3 million to back fund those other years. But if everybody's fine with not funding them at this time, I'm fine with it too. We'll see. We'll just roll the dice and see if it's there.
Committee? The floor is open for any other comments, questions, movement.
This is Alice.
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Good Fox, you have the floor.
While I don't necessarily want to say roll the dice, I tend to agree with Congressman Walker. We did have another member of Congress speak to this, I don't know, a week ago. We still have the permanent fund in the event that anything occurs outside of what we actually have in the general treasury. And I tend to think that we won't have to fund every bit of it. And I just wanted to give that comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Good Fox.
Chair, this is Paula. I move that we report ONCA 2076, Section 32 to Congress as having been reviewed by this committee.
There's a motion on the floor, and do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Tillman. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, the motion carries. The health benefit fund section will be reported as reviewed. Committee, that takes care of all of our assigned sections that we have. And I'm sorry, we are at adjournment. And if there's nothing further,
this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to remind you that you've reported all the sections as reviewed, but you have not reported the sections back to the floor of Congress. And I don't know if you intend to do that today or not, but I wanted you to be aware that all your sections have been reviewed. And if you so choose, you could report that your portion of this bill back to the floor.
Thank you very much for that reminder and slowing me down. So, committee. Since we have completed all of our sections that have been assigned to us, it's at the committee's pleasure. I can cite the budget sections for everyone, for whomever would like to make the movement. The chair will entertain a motion to report to Congress that section 10, 11, 18, 19, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 31, 32, 33, 36, 37, 38, 48, 51, 52, and 60. Hang on. You need to strike 31. Because there's no longer a section 31. Have been reviewed.
So moved.
Second.
Where?
Yes, ma'am.
It would be a motion to report with either a do pass as amended, do pass as committee said. It would be that motion, not as reviewed. And at this point in time, you do have amendments, so it would have to include the amended portion of that.
Do pass with amendments is what you're saying, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
So I apologize. It's getting loud here. So do you want me to... Do you want the movement to withdraw and restate, or just?
It's not necessary to restate the whole thing. I just need to make sure that the committee understands that's what the motion is.
All right, Congresswoman Good Fox, it's a do pass as amended. Do you still want to make the move?
Yes.
The motion?
Yes.
Thank you. And Congressman Tillman, do you still second?
Do.
Thank you. There's a motion on the floor. Any discussion?
I have a question, Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
So are the committees directed to report to Congress or the Appropriations Committee?
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
The sections were reported from the floor of Congress to this committee, so it will have to go back to the floor of Congress, and then it will move to the Appropriations Committee if a motion is made to do so.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
That is why the membership section is still being held, is to wait for everything to catch up to it and then make a decision how to proceed from there.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Walker?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We'll report our sections as reviewed to the body of Congress. Thank you, committee. We are at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn is second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Thank you, committee.